Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 120 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, here to break down the process of getting sober and staying sober so you can be free from the trap of drinking too much. How's everybody doing out there in the world? I've been so busy here at Addiction Unlimited headquarters, aka my house. We did the Sober Vision workshop last week, and it was really awesome. I love every opportunity I get to meet you guys face to face and get to know you better. The workshop was so much fun, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback from you who participated, and I've already had several people ask if I will be doing it again. And the answer is yes. I think we will do it again, probably toward the end of the year. It's probably going to be a little while. What's funny is I made a workbook to use for the workshop because when you have a large group of people participating in something, it's easiest when you have a guide to follow, right? And part of that is to keep me on track. Otherwise, I'd be going off on tangents left and right. But I've had so many people emailing my team about how much they love the workbook. And I love that because the workbook is pretty extensive and I put a lot of thought into how I put it together so it's versatile and helpful for you in a lot of different ways. And I know when you want to make changes in your life, it's easy to fall off track because that's how we're wired. Change is hard and changing habits is hard because we are hardwired to stay the same. And one of the things that makes it easier for me is when I have things laid out super simple to keep me on the track I want to be on. That's why I make you all the worksheets and cheat sheets, right? The road to success, my friends, is keeping things very simple and getting consistent. When you can master consistency, that's when your true power kicks in and you literally can accomplish anything. The workbook we used in the Sober Vision workshop, I actually created to use in my 6-week intensive program, the 2K, because it's a good guide to create a plan and to measure how well you're staying on your plan. And even more important, if you have a relapse, you have a perfect guide right in front of you to see where you were lacking and how to fix it. And what I should probably tell you too, we're going to be running a very short special for the 2K coming up. And I would urge you to take advantage of it if it's something you've been thinking about. I can't give away all the secrets, but keep your eyes on your inbox because that's where you'll find all the juicy details. It is a commitment, and I know many of you have been thinking about doing that program for a long time. I can't tell you how many of you sign up for free consultations for the 2K and then ghost me. Seriously. And I'm sure you don't follow through on the consultation for a lot of reasons. You're probably still drinking or scared to make a real commitment to changing your life, scared to face the truth, scared what people will think, scared to make the investment in yourself, scared you'll fail. Just know that we are here when you're ready. And if you feel like you are ready and you're so exhausted by the drunken roller coaster and you know you have to do something to make a change before it gets any worse, then I will tell you that this is the time to move forward because I'm pulling out all the bells and whistles before we get into holiday season and then move into 2021. And in 2021, we have some changes coming. And again, I can't give away all the secrets, but trust me when I say, if you've been thinking about the 2K for a while, you will want to get in on it now. So watch your inbox for more info. And I will talk about it in some live videos this week too on Facebook and YouTube. And I should set up a way where you can all log on to a video chat or something with me and get your questions answered. I think that's a good idea. This is all coming to me right now. My team's going to love this. Yes, that's what we'll do. Well, I'll set up like a webinar and you can jump on a call with me and I'll answer all of your questions for you live. We'll make it really simple. I love this idea. I'll have my team help me put this together. If you want to get in on that webinar with me and learn more about the 2K and get all the juicy details and ask any questions you have, sign up at, what episode is this? 120. So www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120, because this is episode 120. It will be just like the workshop we just did. And signing up here just means you want more information. There's no commitment to anything. It's just letting me know that you want to be in the loop to know when the webinar is happening. www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120. And I'll send you an email with more information. Doing a webinar live will be so much easier. Then you don't have to sign up for a consultation and ghost me. And that will be super fun for me too, because I love getting to meet you guys and have real conversations with you. Okay, www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120 for the Change Your Life, Change Your Recovery webinar. I just came up with that little name right there. It sounds pretty good, huh? Change Your Life, Change Your Recovery. That's what we're all about around here. I love you guys. I want you to be happy and healthy and to feel good about yourself. And I know how awful it is to be battling this thing in those very beginning stages and how lonely it feels. And it's like you don't even know where to start. So just start here. Okay. Start here. www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120 and we'll get you on the right path. And this conversation actually leads me perfectly into the topic for today's episode. There's a saying that floats around all over the internet. I've seen it a million times, and it is so powerful. And I saw it the other day, and it always kind of sticks with me, right? But the other day, for whatever reason, it just really struck a chord. And the saying is, I would rather go through life sober, believing I'm an alcoholic, then go through life drunk, trying to convince myself that I'm not. This seriously almost takes my breath away. I have no idea who said it or where it comes from. I've seen it hundreds of times over the years, and it just strikes such a deep chord with me. You know, I was never a person in denial. I never tried to convince myself I wasn't an alcoholic because I don't really care about the word or the label. I don't know that I thought about it all that much at all, honestly. I definitely didn't know everything I know now after years of school and teaching recovery and speaking all over the nation. Like, I didn't have all this knowledge when I was in my own battle. But I knew that I didn't drink like other people. And you guys have heard me talk about that a lot on these episodes. I just recognized that my relationship with alcohol was different. My attachment to alcohol was different. And when I say different than other people, okay, I knew I didn't drink like other people. When I say other people, I don't mean my friends. Because all of my friends were drunks like me, and I knew they didn't drink like other people either. Like, I had some, I guess I did have a few friends, like, way back early on. I had a few friends that weren't total alcoholics, but they still drank in a different way. I knew that alcohol was more important to me than it was to the rest of the world. I knew I did it too much. I knew I didn't like myself because I was doing it too much. And I knew I would be better off if I stopped. So take out the word alcoholic. I don't care about the word. I was just clear that I didn't do it right. And let me read this again. I would rather go through life sober, believing I'm an alcoholic, than go through life drunk, trying to convince myself that I'm not. The absolute worst part of my whole drinking life was when I knew I needed to stop 100%, but I couldn't get myself to do it. And I went through all the drama and chaos of trying to convince myself that I didn't have to stop 100%. You know what I'm talking about. All the different ways you try to control your drinking to convince yourself that you have some control. All the rules you put on your drinking to prove to yourself that you can handle it. All the promises you make to yourself and your family that this time is going to be different, and you vow to yourself that you're going to try harder than you've ever tried before, and this time it's going to work, and you're going to drink in moderation. What makes me the most sad for you and for myself is how much time I wasted trying to figure out how to drink a little bit because I was so scared to not drink at all. And there are a couple of things I want to talk about here. One is when you're trying to control something, it's because you've already lost control. And two is just the fact that you expend so much energy and time trying to control your drinking is a great indicator that you're an alcoholic. Because non-alcoholic people don't drink enough to have to control it. And they don't think about alcohol ever. Non-alcoholic people don't have this distorted and obsessive relationship with alcohol where they spend all their time worried about how much they're going to drink or wondering what everyone else will think if they don't have a drink and making all the plans to drink and buying the glasses and creating excuses to drink and worrying if they're going to run out and yada, yada, yada. Non-alcoholic people do not have that relationship with alcohol. They never have to make rules for their drinking, and they never have to plan ahead about how they're going to control their drinking because they don't care about alcohol and they don't drink enough to have to think about it. Alcoholics care about alcohol. No one else does. I talked about this in another episode too, how I use a non-alcoholic person as my gauge, like for how screwed up my thinking is. Do you remember me talking about this? I always think about my mom because she has zero issue with alcohol, right? She never cared about booze or drinking. It just didn't interest her. Obviously, she's a terrible alcoholic. So when I catch myself in some weird thought process, I ask myself, like, would my mom be thinking about it like this? When I would be at parties and like hiding beers in the bushes because I was afraid to run out, or sneaking booze in somewhere that didn't serve alcohol because I always felt better if I had it with me. In those moments, I would think, would my mom be doing this right now? And that's when you realize how crazy you really are, because our way of thinking becomes so normal to us that we are desensitized to how messed up it really is. But when I have a totally non-alcoholic person to compare to, it becomes very clear how broken my thinking was. Same thing when I had some fears about being sober. The one thing I really remember is that I was afraid I wouldn't be funny anymore. Like, I was only funny because I was drunk. And I thought, does my mom worry that she won't be funny if she doesn't have a drink or 12? Because let's be honest, I was never having a drink. Absolutely not, because she doesn't depend on alcohol to create her whole life. Like, no, she was not sitting around worried about not being funny because she doesn't have a drink. Is my mom sitting around wondering if she'll never have fun without drinking? Heck no, because she doesn't rely on alcohol to create fun for her. She's a normal, functioning human being who has a whole life that doesn't revolve around alcohol. My mom doesn't know the best liquor stores to go to for the best price on certain booze. She doesn't know which liquor stores carry certain wines. She doesn't know how much a bottle of wine costs or what is expensive or not expensive. She doesn't know who sells alcohol on Sunday and who doesn't, or what the liquor store hours are, or the names of the people who work in the liquor stores. Because none of that is normal. And you know I don't like using the word normal, but I need you to understand my point here. None of these things indicate a normal relationship with alcohol. I want you to recognize how much time you're spending trying to convince yourself you don't have a problem with alcohol. How many times have you put rules around your drinking? You'll only drink on the weekends. You'll never drink more than 4 drinks in a night. You'll only drink after 5 p.m. You'll just have a couple of glasses of wine with dinner. You'll only drink after the kids are asleep. You'll drink a glass of water between every drink. You'll only drink wine or beer, but no liquor. You'll only drink one drink an hour. You'll only drink a couple of times a year on special occasions or on vacation. Does any of this sound familiar? Do you think my mom has any of these rules in place around her drinking? No. And if she did, I'd be taking her to rehab right now. And I've told her that, by the way. I've told my dad the same thing. Neither one of them drink, but... And the most sad part of all of this is how much time we waste playing these games with ourselves, wanting so badly to convince yourself that you don't have a problem, that you're willing to waste another 6 months or another year of your life trying to prove it. In the meantime, in that 6 months or year that you're investing trying to convince yourself you don't have a problem, you continue to suffer. Your family suffers, your kids suffer, your job suffers, you feel like crap, you get more and more angry with yourself after every failed attempt, you continue to create chaos and drama in your life. And for what? Because you think you can't live without alcohol? Well, here's a truth bomb for you. It's not doing you any favors. So what are you really committed to? Hurting yourself? Hating yourself? Or is it your ego? Are you so concerned with what other people will think of you if you aren't drinking? How will people act? How will they treat you? What will they say? Will they be supportive? All of this is your ego. Worried about how you will look to other people or what they will think about you? Who cares? When we are unhealthy people, we usually surround ourselves with other unhealthy people. Do you really want to gauge your life on what unhealthy people think of you? Worry, for once, about what you think of you. Make decisions in your life that you are proud of. We all want our friends and family to support us in our sobriety, but it's not their job. They are perfectly allowed to have their own thoughts and opinions on things. They are perfectly allowed to think maybe you don't have a problem. And they are perfectly allowed to continue drinking themselves. Sometimes our friends and families don't realize the level of our problem because we're such good liars and we hide it from them. And it's so interesting to me because we go to such great lengths to hide it from them. And then I hear everybody want to complain about their family telling them they might not have a problem. But you should understand that because you spent so much time hiding it from them. So, of course, some people are going to have families that are like, really? You think it's that bad? I know my family knew that I drank a lot. They definitely had no idea to what extent. But I think probably too because I crashed my car, like nobody questioned me stopping drinking, right? Like nobody argued with my choice. But your family is perfectly allowed to have their own thoughts and opinions on things, and they are perfectly allowed to continue drinking themselves. You know, some of us have families that won't drink around us. Some of us have families that will continue with their regular activities. And in that situation, it becomes my responsibility to protect myself. And sometimes I have to draw healthy boundaries for me that kind of take me away from friends or family and people that I care about that I normally would hang out with. But if I'm making a big change that's very important to me, I promise you I am not going to sacrifice myself to make you more comfortable than I am. Like, this is my life. I am going to protect me. And if I need to draw some boundaries and I need to not participate in some things while I'm getting comfortable and figuring my own stuff out, bet I'm going to draw the boundaries and I'm not going to participate. I'm also not going to care what anyone thinks about it. Because this is my life. I have to wake up with me every day the rest of my life. I am going to protect me. Period. And you are perfectly allowed to limit your time with them for a while. You are perfectly allowed to make changes in your life to better yourself. Do you worry about all their opinions when you want to get a better job or have kids or buy a new car? No. And I'm sure when you had kids, you made huge changes in your life that were difficult. Making this change is no different than making any other change. It takes some getting used to. You have to have some boundaries for a while, and that's okay. If your doctor told you today that you're diabetic, you would have to make some huge changes in your diet. And that would probably be different from all the yummy foods and sweet desserts that your family eats. But are you going to sit around and whine and wonder what they're going to think about you because you can't eat the cake anymore? Are you going to continue eating the cake just to make them more comfortable? I sure the heck hope not. And cake is just as socially acceptable as alcohol. But you see how twisted our thinking gets about alcohol? Because so many of you will continue drinking just to avoid the discomfort of being different than your family. But if it was diabetes and sugar, you wouldn't do that, right? It's insane. Well, it's equally insane with alcohol. When you put it in perspective, it sounds crazy. If you had celiac disease, you aren't going to sit around the dinner table and force yourself to eat gluten just to fit in. You're going to get through the discomfort of making the change. You're going to make the right decision for yourself to keep yourself well, and you're going to be fine. Do you really want to continue on this path of feeling like crap, trying to convince yourself you can get control of something you have no control over, while you suffer mentally and emotionally and physically? I mean, that's a big sacrifice to make for alcohol. This is another thing to think about here. Your level of commitment to continue drinking. Look how much time and energy you put into trying to control it. How many months and years you stay on that roller coaster, trying so hard to convince yourself that you'll figure it out. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You're willing to try over and over and over to control your drinking. You're so committed to the cause until it comes time to be sober. Where's your commitment then? You're willing to be drunk and miserable, but you fear being sober and a little uncomfortable. I promise you, my sobriety has never felt as bad as the self-loathing and dread I felt every day when I was a drunk. Never has my sobriety felt as bad as drunk. Your commitment to your drunkenness is strong. How about we channel that same strength and energy and commitment into getting your shit together and feeling better? Let me read that quote one more time. I would rather go through life sober, believing I'm an alcoholic, than go through life drunk, trying to convince myself that I'm not. And for those of you that get hung up on the word alcoholic, get over it. That's your ego. And to be honest, it's a little offensive. Like you're saying there's something wrong with me that I'm an alcoholic, or you're too good to be an alcoholic. And I promise you, I have plenty of issues, and being an alcoholic saved my life and turned me into a badass on a level I never knew I was capable of. Your little delicate ego can't handle the word alcoholic because you're so worried about what other people will think of you. But all those other people are fucked up too, just in different ways. And it's kind of weird that you're willing to fuck up your life and live miserable and unhappy just so other people don't think you're an alcoholic. I mean, seriously, that's what you think is acceptable, to destroy your life for other people's approval. Super weird, my friends. It's super weird. To take it a step further, you know, there are all these other creative terms now, so you don't have to use the word alcoholic if you don't want to. But don't lie to yourself and try to convince yourself you're something you're not. You have to be honest about what your situation is, especially if you want to start to change it. There's a major relief that comes with letting go of all the BS and drama and nonsense when you stop trying to fight a battle you've already lost 100 times over. You start moving in a positive direction and feeling better. There's a saying in the 12-step world about like understanding when you're truly ready to change. And you've heard me talk about this 1,000 times. You cease fighting everything and everyone. You stop fighting all the people who are asking you to stop drinking or telling you you need to. You stop fighting all the terminology because your little fragile ego can't take it. You stop fighting support and groups because you think you're better or you're not that bad or you're too cool or you're too rich. It's so funny. But you stop fighting with yourself when your head keeps telling you to take action. It keeps telling you you need to stop. It keeps telling you to reach out for help, but you keep fighting it. When you are ready, all of that stops. Now I get to live my life with total freedom. I don't have anything to hide from. I don't have any chaos and drama left to clean up. I don't create any new chaos and drama, and that's impressive. I'm not a prisoner to my drinking habits and all of the energy that went into it. I don't wake up hungover. I get to function at full capacity every day. I treat myself better. I treat other people better. And I get to live well because I love me. I learned all of that because I'm an alcoholic. And I would definitely rather go through my life knowing I'm an alcoholic and get to live sober and happy than continue on the dead end of trying to convince myself and everyone else that I'm a quote-unquote normal drinker. And what a beautiful thing to have so much support at your fingertips, to have a framework to follow, to have strong leadership and someone to show you every step of the way what to do and how to do it. Not only me and my content and my framework, but the whole world of options is at your fingertips. There really are no excuses. I want you to ponder this. Where are you in your journey? Are you still on the struggle bus, or are you getting comfortable in your new sober skin? Or maybe you're like me and you've been sober a long time. But we all need a refresher at any stage of the game. I have to have these reminders. I have to have these conversations to make sure that I'm staying on track and to make sure my thinking is staying healthy and moving the right healthy direction. Think about what you're doing and how you're doing it. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about working with me to get a fresh start, a strong start, or to get over the hump of early sobriety, sign up to get more info for our webinar, www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120. Again, no commitment. It's just signing up to get more info for the webinar so we can connect directly and you can get all your questions answered. And I will get to work putting that together and getting it scheduled. Again, it's www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120, because this is episode 120. I hope you are having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.